This is Gareth Smith. I'm Mark McKenzie on the Parade Square at Redford Barracks in Edinburgh for the Cadet Army Experience Day. David, you're in the Cadets. How long have you been in the Cadets?
About a year.
And what's the appeal?
Well, I've certainly enjoyed it. I mean, it keeps me out of trouble.
Are you here today at Redford and you're getting the whole Army experience? What have you been doing today?
Well, we started off with drill and then a wee bit of sports and tug of war. And then we went to the ranges. We got shown different weapons, had a shot in the ranges, and then had to do an obstacle course kind of thing through a forest.
So you're getting a real feel of what it's like to be in the Army. What's got your attention most so far?
The tank. It's quite big, like.
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Guy Moncur, and I'm Commander Regional Recruiting in Scotland. Today is all about the Army Cadet Force. It is a day for the cadets from all over Scotland, and I'm calling it the Army Experience Day. And it's really just an opportunity for the cadets to spend a day looking at various bits of the Army, perhaps more than they might normally see in their routine activities with the cadets, and get a chance to see some of the equipment and some of the activities that the regular and territorial Army do on a routine basis, and to have the opportunity to talk to regular and TA soldiers.
So what kind of things have you got them doing today?
Well, as you can see behind me here is the Dismounted Close Combat Trainer, which is an indoor simulated range package. So they're in there enjoying that, doing a bit of rifle work. They're doing some field craft. They've had a chance to have explained and see and have a play on various bits of equipment, from CVRT reconnaissance vehicles through engineer equipment and various crane types and so on and so forth. We're doing some command tasks with them, some obstacle courses, team tasks, initiative tests and a whole host of other things. It is really to give cadets a greater exposure to what the Army is about. Clearly they are keen to be involved in the Army, so they wouldn't be in the cadets in the first place. But it's really just give those who might have a firm interest in joining the Army a bit more of a broader exposure to what the Army is all about, and a chance to sort of help in their career decision making as they get on and get a bit older.
Okay. I was speaking to one of the cadets and I was saying, so what have you, he said, I've been doing it all. I said, what's got your attention? He just said, the tank.
The tank. It's things like that which you know, one can understand. The cadets don't get a chance all the time to see, you know, some of the bigger equipments. And so I'm delighted that cadet has said that, and that's just what this day's about. Giving them a chance to see something different, experience something different, and just to broaden their understanding of what the Army's all about.
And the role of the cadets in 2011, how important is it?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, it's not something that I get involved in routinely. My recruiters do training support tasks for the cadet force, but I think it's very important. It's a civilian volunteer youth organisation sponsored by the Ministry of Defence, and I think any involvement in any youth organisation like that is a fantastic opportunity, you know, for the youngsters involved. And like any volunteer organisation, it doesn't run without the support and the time that's given up by the adult volunteers.
I would have thought that your recruiting team would probably enjoy a day like this more than many other days because the kids are so enthusiastic.
Yeah, they enjoy it very much indeed. Although the recruiters do spend a lot of their time involved in activities with youngsters, be they groups of school children doing work experience courses, and as I say, occasionally with some of the cadets. But I can guarantee they'll be enjoying today very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much.
I'm David McFadden, Commandant of Lothian and Border Battalion, Army Cadet Force.
David, how important is a day like this on your calendar?
It's a very important day for the cadets. It's also a great day for our adult volunteers because they effectively get a day off. But the really important thing is for the cadets to see territorial and regular units doing what they do and getting a better appreciation of what the Army is all about.
How many cadets would you say you've got here today?
We've got somewhere around about 550 cadets here today. It's a great turnout, but it's something that they love to see. It's not necessarily that they'll all go into the Army, and that's not the purpose, but it gives them a better understanding of what the Army is about.
Is there a typical cadet?
A typical human being, basically.
Are you still finding as many kids are coming forward for the cadets as they have done in previous years?
Yes, we did see a drop-off perhaps a couple of years ago, but I think the schools now, especially with Curriculum for Excellence, are fully aware of the benefits of cadet activity and how that contributes to Curriculum for Excellence. So we're seeing schools keener to help us promote and youngsters keener to come in.
One of the cadets commented to me, I said, you know, what's the appeal? He said, well, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be out causing trouble.
I'm afraid that's probably true of quite a few of the cadets, and maybe one of the benefits is the streets are safer when they're learning first aid rather than having someone practice it on themselves.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.